This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة والسلام على وبعثه مقام محمود الذي وعد.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له جل عن الشبيه والمثيل والكفء والنظير وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows what we reveal and knows what we conceal and even knows what the animals feel. We thank Him, we praise Him, and on Him we have reliance. It is to Him we only turn to for true guidance. We ask Him to send His peace, His blessings, His mercy on the best of human beings and prophets, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on whom be praise until the very end of our days. And we ask Him for steadfastness, guidance, mercy, and to never lead us astray, and for Him to save us on Judgment Day. No doubt, brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to us new times to reflect over what has passed, brings us a sense of understanding and introspection for us to understand how to pave the future. The past decades that have occurred and still occur in the Muslim world and the events that unfold have a direct role to play in the rest of the ummah. And one of the most important things for us to understand is to constantly see what are the trajectories of the Muslim community and how we as a family unit and also as individuals that make up this Muslim ummah should act, should deal with each other. How should we as a community plot our future? So we must reflect over the past in order to understand where we are going. As Malcolm X, rahimahullah, said, people who don't know where they came from will inevitably not know where they are going. Alayhi rahmatullah. وَغَفَرَ لَهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a way of life that has been under scrutiny for many decades, has been under scrutiny since even the inception of Islam. And this way of life is something that we must embrace, and we must stand, and we must also represent truly. First by acting upon it ourselves, and then teaching others, starting with the closest to us, which we have permanent relationships with, then our community members, and then the greater neighbors and community at large. And this way of life is known as the Sharia of Islam. The word Sharia, in which this country and cities in this country have unfortunately put under intense scrutiny, until the point the word itself has become something Muslims are ashamed of. The word itself, something that Muslims don't know how to even properly represent or to respond to. In fact, cities in this community have actually adopted anti-Sharia laws out of the fear and Islamophobia industry that have perpetuated this kind of belief. And especially the events that are unfolding in the world, for example in Afghanistan, of the foreign occupation that we participated in this country, now allowing the country to freely dictate what its future will hold, brings to this community here at home the reality of understanding how we as a community must represent our faith truly, and how we must share with our neighbors what the true meaning of Sharia means. This is of the utmost importance, because for the past couple decades in this country, the number one group and continues to be under scrutiny in America has no doubt been among them Muslims. Muslims who were made to feel a sense of cognitive dissonance about their Islam, about the fact that they follow Sharia and what that even means. And this is an incredibly important topic, because we, in the oncoming generations, are facing a generation of young people that did not have the background traumas that we grew up with. Whether it was the traumas of immigrating to this country from places of violence, whether it was the traumas of immigrating to this country from places of repression, or whether it was being traumatized by what happened in the past two decades in terms of the intense scrutiny, what it meant to be Muslim in America. To even say that you're Muslim, when names were changed from Muhammad to Mo, and hijabs were taken off, and people needed to feel they need to adopt an Islam palatable to society, we need to understand this now more than ever, for a generation which our values as Muslims is going to be scrutinized more than simply being Muslim as it was in the past. We live in a society now where we as Muslims must think twice about just simply sharing the values that our faith represents, unfortunately, because of the dichotomy of the political structure of our country here, as well as the greater world, and what it means to be a person of faith in modernity, in a secular society. And our children are the first group of people that if they do not get the right answers, they will be the first to also leave the Muslim identity and leave it as a cultural label, not a lived experience. The word Sharia, my brothers and sisters, is something our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as a way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ كَبُرَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ اللَّهُ يَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has shara'a, legislated to you, O believers, this way which we have given to all of the previous prophets and messengers, one faith under God, indivisible. One faith as a guide to all of humanity. One faith that is a way of life. To Nuh, and what we have revealed to you, O Prophet, and what we revealed to Ibrahim and Musa and Isa, commanding them, uphold the faith and make no division in it. What you call those who reject faith from the pagans is unbearable to them. Allah chooses for himself whoever he wills and guides himself whoever he turns to. The word sharia, as Ibn Faris and Al-Raghib Al-Asfahani say, it comes from huwa shay yuftahu fi imtidadin yakunu fihi. وقال الراغب نهج الطريق الواضح, which means the clear path. The clear path, the way to the watering hole, a flowing spring that you get nourished from. نهج الطريق, something that will give you clarity in path. That's what the word comes from. And it actually entails every component of our faith, as well as the corporal and governmental and communal interactions. So it's from the sharia that you pray to Allah. And it's from the sharia that you open a door for an elder. And it's from the sharia that you don't raise your voice when there's someone of respect. And it's from the sharia to care about your neighbor. And it's from the sharia to give charity. And it's from the sharia to be involved in a community and not think, nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. This is all sharia, often translated as Islamic law. And that's why for those who say sharia law, it makes no sense. Sharia is law. Who say sharia law, this makes no sense. Sharia is law. And it refers specifically more so than just Islamic law. It refers to the divinely ordained path of conduct that governs ritual acts of devotion as well as day-to-day life. When essentially people call anti-sharia, they're saying you no longer want Muslims to live here. When people claim that they are against sharia, thinking that it's about a particular component, 1/50th of what Islam is made of, in fact, it is a call of ignorance. Makes no sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعْهَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ هُوَا الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Now we have set you, O Prophet, on a clear way of truth, a sharia. So follow it, do not follow the desires of those who do not know the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gave us a sharia, Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says, الطريق الذي يتوصل منه إلى الماء والشريعة ما شرع الله لعباده من الدين لطريق النجاة. This path that Allah gave us, we as Muslims believe that it is the path to salvation. We as Muslims live upon this path, believing it will make us the most upright human beings. We as Muslims believe that the Sharia is the most pristine personal development program in the universe. It will rectify the wahshiya of humanity, the animal instinct of humanity that will not consider any accountability except accountability to Allah the Most High. The highest level of accountability humanity needs today. If you look what our society collectively suffers from, it is a spiritual emptiness and vacuum that has perpetuated. It is a spiritual vacuum that makes people adopt a moral value system that will denigrate the other, that will harm the family structure, that will harm the general community at large. And hence why we as Muslims believe that this is the most pristine way of living with our neighbors in a plural society that we are, to understand mutually what the other believes in, and also to assert our values as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them to us. The sharia is composed of two parts, one that is divinely revealed and one that is understood. The one that is divinely revealed is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal says, we have revealed to you the Quran tibyanan li kulli shay, as an expounding of everything. You want to learn how to be a parent. You want to learn how to understand how to govern. You want to understand how to conduct charitable structures, environmental awareness, or civil rights. Everything is in the Quran and this sharia that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Tibyanan li kulli shay. The second part, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوهَىٰ. Your prophet, oh you prophet, he does not speak from his own, rather everything that he has said is a revelation that is revealed. The sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the part that is understood is the part where our scholars of Islam use the principles of understanding the Quran and sunnah from the sahaba of the Prophet alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself to give us the rules of understanding how to derive application in modernity. And this is what the Sharia entails. Not just law, but behavior and conduct. Allah's prescription for human action. And the Sharia is a discovery of those rules to allow believers to obey Allah and to guide those who don't believe to this path. It reflects broader purposes and values. These broader purposes and objectives are six core objectives of the Sharia. They are life, religion, reason or intellect, protection of wealth, family, and honor. This is what the Sharia came to for the greater benefit of humanity. So when somebody comes and says, we don't want Sharia, you don't want the preservation of life, you don't want the preservation of faith, you don't want the preservation of reason and intellect, because that is what the objectives of Sharia are. So when we look at the rules of Islam, we have to understand that the rules were set there and the Sharia should be understood via its goals and objectives and values before the rules itself. When your child comes and asks, why should I do this? Why did Allah tell us to do this? If we don't explain the why, the objective, the goal, then the rule itself will be meaningless. It's like putting a band-aid on a wound and not realizing there's a tumor there before. A father came to me in a city in America, and he says, can you please talk to my daughter because she took off the hijab? And he was crying profusely. So I let him finish. I said, you know, comforted him. And then I said, I want to ask you a very honest question. How much time have you spent with your daughter? Do you have a date night that you take your children out? Have you told? When's the last time you told her that she was beautiful and her beauty is so priceless, there's no man that actually deserves it, but I will allow him? How many times have you hugged her, told her she's beautiful, and told her that you love her? And there was a silence there. And oftentimes, others have said to me, well, you know, I'm busy at work. This is not an excuse. Work is an obligation, but your child is a bigger obligation than that. And I said, you know what, my uncle, may Allah bless you, I want you to understand that what you're trying and asking me to do is to put a band-aid on a wound when there's a tumor that exists deeper within. If our young generation, and before that, if we don't understand the makeup and construct of what our faith calls to, then what we essentially will do is focus on the aspects of our faith that actually Allah Azza wa Jal focused on the objectives more and focused on the means for people to accept that faith. As Aisha radiallahu anha said, if the first laws in Islam were to be revealed, stop drinking alcohol and stop committing intimacy outside of marriage, she said none of the Sahaba would have done it. But the first thing that were revealed is the verses about the hereafter and connecting people's hearts to Allah, the Lord Almighty, His mercy and His love and understanding and reasoning and the rationality of faith and what we're working towards. And the fact that Islam's greatest claim is that there is another life to live. Islam's greatest claim is that the divine is present in our lives even if every molecule of our being wants to run away from Him. And that everything we do is a cause and effect of our relationship with our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. She said then, after those ayat, that people's heart become softened, they understood the objectives of the Sharia, and then they accepted the ahkam. Narrated in the Sahih. I want you all to understand, my brothers and sisters, what Imam al-Ghazali said in his book Al-Mustasfa. These objectives is for the reason of what? Maslaha lil-khalq. For the benefit of humanity and the creation. And Ibn al-Qayyim said, Allah sent the message to the messengers and sent the book so that justice will be established to humanity. Due to this justice, the heavens and the earth were established. If any signs of this justice become clear in any form or in any way, then that is the law of Allah and His faith. Allah did not limit the paths of justice, its evidence, or sign in anything, nor did He reject any of it. Rather, the establishment of justice is what the objective of establishing it among humanity with due diligence. And hence why Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُقِيمُ الدَّوْلَةِ الْعَادِلَةِ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ كَافِرَةً وَلَا يُقِيمُ الظَّالِمَ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مُسْلِمَةً. Allah will establish a just country even if it disbelieves. and establish an oppressive country, even if it is Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Allah will aid even this faith, even if it's with a sinful person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who establish justice, they will establish it first on themselves. This all entails that we as Muslims must apply what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. Enter into Islam completely. And I will address something, my brothers and sisters, that we need to take on honestly and truthfully with ourselves. We are increasingly in America living a pick-your-Islam kind of religion. We are increasingly in America following a religion of whatever I feel I want to apply in Islam and then leave the rest alone. We are increasingly in a community, in a society where we don't focus on the aspect of what does it mean to completely apply the Sharia. When we focus on the superficial components of the Sharia and we haven't bettered the content of our character in dealing with our family, for example, with our spouses, with our wives or our husbands and our children. When we talk about the outward aspect of the Sharia and we are people that are not people of integrity and honesty. When we talk about the components of the outward aspects of the Sharia and we ourselves must be the first ones to implement them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be of those that He blesses to completely accept the Sharia and to live by the Sharia and to teach the Sharia with our actions before our statements. أَقُولِ قَالِ هَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا لَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, ala rasulillah, wa alihi wa sahbihi wa salam, taslima kathira. My brothers, my sisters, we in the past decades of living in America, as a minority, no doubt come under intense scrutiny for our faith. It becomes very difficult sometimes to live outwardly Muslim in some aspects. Yes, we have been given, alhamdulillah, the freedoms that Allah has afforded us to practice our deen in this country. But we must stand for our values unapologetically. We must teach our children our values and to live unapologetically. We must not allow our faith to become a cultural identity marker alone, where we don't live Islam but we call ourselves Muslim. This must be the discussions that you and I carry, firstly to ourselves, those around us from our family and our children. How is that done? Number one, we must be increasingly educated about our faith. We must learn the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the point that that is our first reference point. We must understand the diversity of our community and we must be welcoming to people that may have questions, may have doubts, may have misconceptions, may have come from an element of trauma. So many Muslims come from traumatized experiences. And that's why the great scholar Azhari, Muhammad al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he says half of the world's disbelief is because of religious people that harmed others. Half of the world's disbelief is people who outwardly looked religious and they harmed somebody, so that person eventually turned their back on Islam. They were forced to do something. They were beaten to do something. How many of us, we had teachers of Quran, they beat us when they recited Quran, when we made a mistake. You know what that does? This forever in your mind ingrains with you an emotion of pain with the most beautiful thing, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person grows, they inertly, naturally, will not read the Quran because there's an intrinsic subliminal feeling of pain. Imagine that pain is with other aspects of Islam. We must be welcoming, non-judgmental. We must also be willing to humble ourselves and to lower our egos. That is true Sharia, my brothers and sisters. Because we talk about what happened in the past few decades, now we must understand that the future is based on us educating ourselves and practicing our deen. Because I guarantee you, look at the history of colonization and what Muslims have suffered because of it. Look at the history of then internal colonization and how Muslims have refused to learn from the things that have shackled their constructs of understanding Islam. My brothers, my sisters, this conversation, of course, is just one khutbah to initiate that discussion. How does that relay to very microscopic things like the family structure? How does that relate to the microscopic things like what are the viable means for our young people to find compatible spouses in society? What does that refer to in terms of dealing with the greater problems in society that we see today? Poverty is increasing in America. In fact, 57% of Muslims in America are under the poverty line. And this is shocking to so many people. Do you know why? Because there's an elite class divide in our communities. We may represent a side of the class poverty structure that is needs to reflect where are the other Muslims in the community and what can we do as a social responsibility to fulfill their needs. Where are those organizations and programs within the masajid to cater for that? And also, women's programs, children's programs, and other things that the greater community can even benefit from. This is all part of the Sharia, my brothers and sisters. And we must proudly, and again, like I said, unapologetically represent our faith. And if we do not, my brothers and sisters, then there will be people who speak for us, misrepresent us. The Islamophobia industry in America has become a $42.7 million industry. That was 10 years ago. What is it now? Allahu A'lam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to represent our deen truly, correct the misconceptions, educate ourselves and the greater Muslim ummah of what it means to truly implement Sharia. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to be of those He honors with Islam, that we live with Islam, and we die upon Islam, and the last words we leave on this earth is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur ikhwana al-mustadafina fi kulli makan. Allahumma harir al-Masjid al-Aqsa min rijs al-Sahayna al-Muhtalin. اللهم ارزق أفغانستان الأمن والأمان اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من كيد الكائدين ومكر الماكرين اللهم أصلح عقيدتنا يا رب العالمين اللهم أصلح مالنا على شريعتك يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الظلم والظلام يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارزقنا العدل بيننا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقنا مرافقة حبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى جنة العليين وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأقم الصلاة